they're busy about their tithing ways, busy about these little details of observance, and yet they turn around while straining at the gnat and end up swallowing a camel. And you know what? 2,000 years later, really, the camels are just about the same as they've always been. Judgment, mercy, faith. Go back to Micah 6:8. I mean, that directive's good for today. I mean, we live in a world where...
Isn't that a good point, Father?
Aye, Cassie. He's pretty fair for an English preacher.
Aye, he's almost as good as Pastor John. When's he due back anyway, Father?
He'll be back this Friday. His trip to Rome is only a wee bit left.
I shan't be sorry to see him back, but this English preacher has had some good points. There's something that's been speaking to me hard, Father, and I wanted to...
That's enough talk for now, Cassie.
Hey,
you can tell me after service.
All right, Father.
You know, I mean, this is what's going on in society.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney. The likes you've never known is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see.
Listen to my story and I'll take you back with me.
CTV Productions presents to you Christmas in Killarney, an original audio drama by Jacob Brody, starring Violet Peterson as Cassie O'Leary, Jacob Brody as Bram O'Leary, and Eric Jones as Sean O'Leary.
Killarney, which literally means the Church of the Slow, is known during the summertime for its luscious green foliage and dank bogs. Located in County Kerry, Killarney is one of Ireland's tourist hotspots, which it has been since the 18th century. Probably its most attractive feature by far is Ross Castle, built in the 1400s by the O'Donoghues, right on the shores of the Lough Lynn. But at Christmas time, most of the tourists have gone and spend quiet evenings at home with their families. But right now, it's still about a week away from Christmas Day, and the O'Leary family is getting into their car after spending an enriching morning at church. Bram, the father, is a middle-aged man with dark hair. As a teenager, he got involved with the occult and devoured works of such men as Swedenborg and William Yeats. But while in college, God got a hold of his heart through a fellow classmate and he recognized his sin and confessed it before God that he might be saved. Later, he met his wife, Geraldine, and they were married within a year and a half. But then, only 9 years after, his wife came down with a sudden illness and departed for good. He was left with their two children, Cassie and Sean, and for the past 7.5 years he has tried to raise them as best he can. Cassie, now 15 years old, is a bright young thing with a classic Irish twinkle in her eye. Being only 7 when her mother passed away, she found it quite difficult to cope with. But with her father there, she managed all right, and little did she know that she had helped her father through those same difficult times, as well as being helped by him. From the day she learned how to read, she was an avid bookworm all the way. The other folks in Killarney who know her say she had read the entire library of the church at 13 years old. And believe me, that's no little library. But also, as a sort of hobby, she took up violin playing for some obscure reason. She said it helped to calm her when she was feeling angry, that when she was feeling down, it raised her spirits by bringing her thoughts back to the one who loved her enough to give his life on the cross. Her little brother Sean is very hyperactive. At church, he has a whole string of friends with which he plays the most imaginative games, all of his own creation. Despite being in a Christian family, he has never asked Jesus into his heart. Now, this is not too surprising, as he is only 8 years old. But still, that is an age where they can understand the gospel, though it appears that Sean hasn't come to that place yet. Now, as I said earlier, the O'Leary family has just gotten into their car and are on the way to their home. Let's join them.
till you get home, Baba?
Oh, a good 10 minutes.
Aye, I knew it.
Then why did he ask?
I wanted to see if he knew it.
What a load of blarney.
There's no blarney. I didn't know how long it would take to get home.
Aye, and the water lilies know why the fowl fly south for the winter.
I did know it.
That's enough from you two.
Aye, Father.
Well, now, Sean, what did you learn about in Sunday school this morning?
Moses and the Ark.
You mean Noah and the Ark, to be sure.
No, I mean Moses and the Ark. And the Ark had Aaron's rod in it that budded, and it had the Ten Commandments in it.
Ah, you mean the Ark of the Covenant.
Aye, that's what the teacher called it.
Cassie, you were going to tell me something during the sermon. What was it?
Oh, aye, Father. Well, you know last week when the English preacher preached on the Great Commission?
That I do.
Well, you recall some of the verses he used. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven, Matthew 5:16, and also Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, as he preached on that subject, the Lord was really speaking to me heart about witnessing. I mean, I've never actually tried to tell the gospel to anyone. I suppose it may be partly fear that stopped me before. But anyway, I was thinking about that a lot last week and struggling over what I should do. And then I realized that it is what the Lord wants us to do, and if that's so, then I need to do it. Right, Father?
Aye, Cassie, that's right. It's a wonderful decision you've come to be sure. And just what are you planning to do about it?
Well, Father, I was going to ask you for some suggestions about how to get off on the right foot.
Why don't you get off on the left foot?
Be quiet, Sean.
But she doesn't know how to get off on the right foot.
I said that's enough.
Aye, Father.
Now, Cassie, what I would suggest you to do is to talk to Pastor Collins. I'm sure he can give you some advice and ideas to start with.
The assistant pastor, but he's as long as a wet Sunday.
Sean, what have I told you 1,000 times before?
A kind word never broke anyone's mouth.
Right. Now, do you think that was a kind thing you just uttered?
No, Father.
Exactly. I don't want to hear you speak like that again. Understood?
Understood.
Good. Now, Cassie, how about you go over to the church tomorrow after school and have a talk with Pastor Collins about it, all right?
All right, Father. That sounds good.
Cassie?
Oh, Patrick, I'm just going over to the church to talk to Pastor Collins.
Pastor Collins? But he's as long as a...
I know, a wet Sunday. You know, you really shouldn't talk like that, Patrick. It isn't very nice.
Everybody says it. What's the harm, Cassie?
There can be a lot of harm, Patrick Higgins.
Let's stop this fool discussion. Why are you going to Pastor Collins anyway?
Well, the Lord has really been speaking to me hard lately about witnessing to the lost. And Father told me I should talk to Pastor Collins about it. So that's what I'm a-doing.
Soul winning? Are ye daft, Cassie?
What?
Why, soul winning is for fools. Didn't ye know that? Ye stand all night or day on the street corner, trying to talk to a body. But they'll all either say no or they'll curse you to your face. And the ones that do take it, chuck it in the nearest trash bin. Now, does that sound like a good use of your time, Cassie?
Well, not the way you put it, but I'm sure you must be wrong. I mean, the Lord commanded us to preach the gospel to every creature.
Oh, you want to tell it to the cat now, do you?
You know that's not the way I meant.
I know, but as regards to the Lord telling us to preach the gospel, well, the Bible can be interpreted many different ways, Cassie dear. It is a very flexible piece of literature, to be sure.
I can't believe you're saying that, Patrick. Don't you remember what it says in 2 Peter 1:20? Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scriptures is of any private interpretation. Can't you understand that?
Aye, but you see, that can be interpreted many different ways also.
Oh, I can't believe you. Good day, Mr. Patrick Higgins.
But Cassie, wait! Where are you going?
Good day.
How are you this glorious morning, lass?
Well,
Aye, it is good to hear. And your father, how be he?
Fine.
And little Sean, how is he faring?
He's...
Good. As I was saying only the other day to me wife, honey, I says, that little Sean O'Leary is a right one. I wouldn't be surprised if he became a minister when he grew up. That's what I said, and why it was only the other day when...
Pastor Collins!
Why, aye, Cassie, did you want to tell me something? Just go right ahead and speak up now, lass. I'm listening with both me ears.
Well, Pastor Collins, the Lord's been speaking to me hard the past week about witnessing to the lost. And...
Ah, was that because of the English preacher's message the other Sunday? Aye, that was a great sermon. A real chair squirmer, that was. Why, Mrs. Doyle was saying to me only the other day she...
Pastor?
Aye, Cassie?
Can I continue now?
Oh, aye, to be sure. Forgive me.
Well, anyway, the Lord was speaking to me heart, and I finally decided I should do something about it. So I talked to me father yesterday, and he suggested that I talk about it with you.
Oh, aye. Well, what in particular did he want to know about?
Well, I was thinking about which way is the best to do it. I mean, there's handing out tracts, knocking on doors, etc. Well, just which one is the best one to do?
Oh, well, Cassie, there's no method that is the best. Every one of the different ways brings results. There isn't one we prefer above all others.
Well, then which should I do?
Well, really, Cassie, it's up to you. But as a suggestion, maybe you should try door knocking around your neighborhood. Wait, I remember once when I was doing that.
That sounds like a good idea, Pastor Collins. I'll give it a try. Can you give me some tracks? Leprechauns. I wish Pastor Collins hadn't given me so many tracks. My arm's about to fall off. Oh, it's getting cold. Well, here's the first house.
Aye?
I just want to give you this little pamphlet here and...
What is it? Do you know if you're going to heaven? Oh, you're one of those, huh?
I'm a Christian, sir. And I wanted to tell you that Jesus...
No, lass. I'm no interested. Go find some other sucker to talk to.
But... Well, I didn't know that some people could be so rude.
Yes, lassie?
Well, ma'am, I wanted to share some good news with you and...
Sakes, I could share you some. What is it, lassie?
Well, you see, I'm a Christian and...
Oh, a Christian, are ye? You mean you believe in Jesus and the Ten Commandments?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Oh, I've always wanted to know what you people believe. It's very interesting.
Really?
Why, yes, lassie. Go ahead and talk.
Oh, well, Alright, well, what we Christians believe is that God sent his only begotten Son, that's Jesus, to die on the cross and...
Now wait a moment there, lassie. That's one of the things that has always puzzled me.
What?
Well, why did he have to die?
Oh, because every one of us humans is a sinner, and God says that the sin...
Wait a moment. Are you calling me a sinner?
Well,
how can you call me a sinner? I go to Mass every month. I don't steal, I don't lie, I don't cheat. How can you call a nice person like me a sinner?
Well, in the Bible it says that for all have sinned and...
I'm sorry, Lassie, but if that's the kind of religion you've got, I don't want any of it.
But, Mom...
Is that you, Classy?
Aye, Father.
Well, how did he fare?
Terrible, Father. Nobody wants to listen. Nobody wants to know the truth. All the good I'm accomplishing is stretching my legs and letting folks open and close their doors. Maybe Patrick was right.
Why? What did young Mr. Higgins say?
Well, he said that you were a fool if you went solo with me. He said that nobody would ever listen, and they'd throw the tracks in the garbage. And he was pretty close to right, too, which is a complete waste of time.
Why now, Cassie? Is that any way to talk? What about those Bible verses you quoted me earlier this week? Do those not apply anymore? Aye, you've had a difficult time the past 3 days, but nobody said that witnessing to the lost was easy. Think of Jeremiah the prophet. He told the people of Israel to repent numerous times. But did they listen? No. They even threw him into prison. But God still told him to preach to them, and tell them to repent of their wickedness.
Aye, Father, I see your point.
And in Ezekiel, there's a very sobering thought, Cassie. In chapter 33, it says that if the messenger, in this case Ezekiel, tells the people the word of the Lord and they take no heed, their blood is not required at his hand. That means it's their own fault. But if the messenger tells not the people what the Lord saith, then their blood shall be required at his hand. That means that the Lord will hold us personally responsible for not telling the lost souls about the gospel message.
Aye, Father, I was wrong, and I'm going to keep at it. But all the same, I think I need a change of scenery.
Is Cassie moving to Dublin, Father?
No, Sean. Now get back in your room and clean it up. I don't want to find any more of those four-leaf clovers ground into the carpet like last time, or else you'll be picking them out with your teeth.
Aye, Father.
Now, what were you saying, Cassie?
Well, I think I'm going to try handing out tracts on the street now. Maybe I'll get more results.
Yes, and less time to talk. Just be careful, okay, Cassie?
Aye, Father. I'm sorry, would you like something to read?
No, thanks.
Oh, leaping leprechauns! Father was sure right. People keep coming and going so fast that I can hardly stop them long enough to say hi. Sir, would you like a little something to read?
Sure. What is it?
Well, it's something that tells you how you can know whether or not you're on your way to heaven.
Oh, man, I don't need that lot, girlie.
But...
Trust me, I'll do fine without that, wee lass.
But... That's it. You won't.
Hey! What's up, lass? People are taking your little bumps?
No. I'm fine. Thank you.
Get out of my way, kid. I'm late.
Wow! Oh.
Hey! The devil made you do that.
Oh, brother. Mom, sir, would you like a... Maybe it wasn't such a good idea to come here. I've been here 2 days and I've only handed out 50 tracts. And I've seen about 20 people throw those in the trash bin. Ma'am, could you please take one of these free booklets? Leaping leprechauns. Oh, hey, there's a man coming towards me. Maybe he wants a track.
Hey, you! I've been sitting over on that bench watching you for half an hour. And I've got just two things to say to you. One, you're wrecking the view, lass. And the other, stop bothering people. You can see they don't want your trash. Just leave them alone, okay?
But...
What have we? Here, you wanna know what I think of your little books?
Hey!
Here's what I think!
Hey, you threw me tracks into the road! Go pick them up now!
Not a chance, Jerry! Now take my advice and beat it!
Oh, I suppose I'm going to have to go and get them. Quick, there's no cars! Oh, leaping leprechauns! This one's all dirty and wrinkled!
Cassie! Cassie!
Huh?
Cassie!
Get out of the road!
Ah! Oh, that was close. Thank you, Patrick. But I almost got run over. I didn't see it coming.
That's all right, Cassie.
But what are you doing here?
Ah, I'm going to pick up some bread for me mother at the baker's. But what are ye yourself doing here? Handing out tracts?
Aye, and 'tis quite hard.
Aye, and cold, I imagine. Now come on, Cassie. After being out there, don't ye agree that it's not worth a Scotch farthing?
I don't want to get into that discussion again, Mr. Higgins.
All right, Cassie. Can I give you a hand? You want me to gather those tracts from the street?
Aye, if you would, Patrick.
Then here I go into the busy thoroughfare.
Oh, come now, Cassie. You can't just sit there sulking.
But, Father, I tried and I tried and I tried. And what did I get? Door slammed and tracks torn up in me face. And plus, I almost got run over by a car.
I know, Cassie, but there's no reason to behave like this. Have you forgotten our talk on Wednesday?
No, Father. But, I mean, I've stood out in the bitter cold for a whole week, trying to win someone to Jesus, but no result.
Cassie, it's Christmas Eve. Come on, light up. Show a little smile on that pretty face of yours.
I'm sorry, Father, but I don't think I'm going to have a very Merry Christmas tomorrow. This week has lowered me spirits down to an absolute zero level. Me whole Christmas has been spoiled.
But Cassie, I don't understand you. You're all fired up one week, and the next you're as gloomy as a cucumber.
How is a cucumber gloomy?
Oh, never mind. It's just an expression. The point is, Cassie, that you've let this eat away at you. Now, if you don't mind me saying so, it's not very becoming.
But, Father, I'm feeling so low that a duck could step on me and not even notice.
Well, why don't you play your violin, then? That's always helped before.
I don't think so, Father. Not even that would help.
Well, if you're so determined to be morose, I guess there's nothing more to be said. Good night, Cassie. I'll see ye in the morning. And I hope to find ye in a better mood.
Good night, Father. Play my violin. I don't see why. I know it won't help. Oh well, I suppose I'll give it a try.
If you're so determined to be morose, I guess there's nothing more to be said.
I'm not determined to be morose. I want to be happy. It's just that...
If you're so determined to be morose...
Urgh!
Cassie! Hey, Cassie! Are you still down here?
Hi, I am.
I heard you and your mutterings all the way up in my room.
Me? Mutterings? What mutterings are you talking about, Sean?
Play me violin, eh? I don't see why. I know it won't help. I am not determined to be morose.
I guess I was muttering.
What's the matter?
Oh, all week I've been knocking on doors and passing out tracts.
Why?
Why what?
Why were you passing out tracts and knocking on doors?
Oh, well, so that I could tell people about Jesus and that they would accept him as their savior. But nobody wanted to listen. Nobody cared. Nobody cares if they go to heaven or hell.
That's why you're so good?
Aye, Sean. That's it.
Cassie, why do people need to accept Jesus as their savior?
Oh, well, because we're all sinners, and Jesus had to come and die on the cross to take away all our sin.
You seem like, well, I like to yell about hiding your toothbrush.
Well, aye. You've got it. And because we've sinned, we can't go to heaven, because God can't stand sin.
Oh.
Well, what's wrong, Sean?
Well, I've never asked Jesus to save me from me sin. Does that mean God doesn't love me?
Oh, no. Of course not. God sent Jesus to die a cruel death because he loves us. He loves each and every one of us. Why, he even loves the most wicked person in the world.
Well, then, could I get saved now?
Sure you can, Sean. Are you ready now?
Aye.
Then repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Father, wake up!
Oh, what is it, Sean? Is it Christmas already?
No, Father, it's midnight.
Midnight? What on earth are you doing waking me up for?
The most wonderful thing happened to me, Father.
Aye. Well, I'd appreciate it a lot if you'd tell me come morning.
But so soon can't wait until the morning, Father.
What? Is Santa Claus stuck up the chimney again?
No, of course not, Father.
Well, what is it then?
I just asked Jesus into me heart. Cassie told me all about how he died on the cross for our sins and then rose again, and that God can't stand sin, but he still loves us.
Really? You did? Oh, well, that's wonderful news, Sean. Cassie?
Aye, Father?
I'm glad to hear about your little brother. But what's happened to you? You don't look so glum anymore.
Oh, well, after leading Sean to the Lord, you know what? I think this is going to be the best Christmas I ever had. And I think I'll go back and hand out tracts on the street on Tuesday.
Ah, it's good to hear you say that, Cassie. You know what? I think this is going to be a good Christmas for all of us. But you two better get off to bed now or it won't.
Aye, Father.
Good night,
Good night,
Father.
Good night, Cassie. Good night, Sean. Merry Christmas!
In Christmas in Killarney, written by Jacob Brody, you heard Violet Peterson as Cassie O'Leary, Jacob Brody as Bram O'Leary, Eric Jones as Sean O'Leary, Silas Johnson as Patrick Higgins, and Robert Neal as Pastor Collins. Other parts were played by Samantha Carter and members of the aforementioned cast. The program was produced by Jacob Brody, and I am James Green. Christmas in Killarney by Jacob Brody was brought to you by CTD Productions.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. Is Christmas in Killarney, with all of the folks at home.